kulamnanga insizwa.
Kunje, what's first?
Kunje, kwezakalani. I see the cameras are on. What's happening?
Kunje, what's first?
Kunje, PH Booty.
What's happening? What do we say again? Yeah, I haven't done this in a long time.
Dog, welcome to the
show.
Yo,
what's going on? Shady Paul, what's going
on? The wrap-up of the year, like the year, the wind down, like this last 2 months, it's actually makes your head spin.
Dizzy.
So you kind of like get here and then it's like, oh shit, Gonje, we're recording an episode, Gonje, in. Sure. Everything's just happening too fast, so yeah.
Okay, let's do this again. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady, and that guy over there is Podcast.
With the PH?
Yes, sir. It's been a minute, man. In terms of, formally introducing the show, I think we just go straight into it.
Yeah.
Say school at Edings.
How was your weekend, of course?
Not as great as yours.
Why? Where was I?
Marga.
Huh? What did I do?
Mecca.
Eh?
Trump.
Oh, dog.
Come on, Lee. Yeah, you're slow.
Mecca.
Yeah. What is
it? Hey, let me just say, okay.
Sure.
I lost my voice the way I was screaming. I was fucking over the moon. I think the neighbors were like, fuck this
really?
Guy. Bro. Because it was in the morning when I found out
the news.
I stayed up as late as I could, following, okay, what's happening?
Sure.
Then I was checking that Pennsylvania vote, because that one was
the
swing states. Yeah. Pennsylvania, Arizona, goopy.
Mm.
Then the Pennsylvania one landed, obviously, while I was sleeping. So when I woke up in the morning, first place I went to was actually the PBD podcast, Patrick Pitt David podcast. They were doing a live broadcast.
Theirs was the best.
A live stream. Theirs was the best. They killed all the mainstream media outlets. They killed all the other podcasts. Bro, then I saw that news to say Pennsylvania is in. Trump has won. I was like, yo, thank you, Jesus.
I don't know.
Because I would have, you know how fucked I would have been if Trump lost, dude. I would have been
royally
so
fucked.
Because of all the shit I talk on Twitter, I would have been ruined.
Yeah.
I would have probably been canceled. They would have come for me through SARS. Yeah. They would have, you know, the deep state.
Everywhere.
The deep state, dog. The Matrix was going to come for me. I was like, yo.
I don't know. I was just sat there. I was like, how dumb are Americans?
What?
What? I was like, hey, Liz, Zitom Liz. Yeah?
Of course. Of course. Plus, Yazin, immediately after he came in, all those things that he said he's going to do, he started dropping the speeches about him. He was like, to all the fucking illegals, we coming for you. Don't get too comfortable. Hey, I was like, yo, the time. His dude, there's this guy named Tom Homan. Oh. He's the new border czar. He's going to be the head of the deportation project.
Sure.
He was like, to all the illegals, we coming for you. And to the cartels, we're going to wipe you off the face of the... Like this hardcore shit.
I don't know
they came through like that hardcore, dog. Thug Life. I was like, yo, Tupac and Biggie are back. Thug Life. I'm telling you, Matuvel, I came out my house, no shirt, keep his palm. I'm shooting in the air, dog.
Sure.
To break out my Brentwood pants and my Cavellas. Shit is wild. So I'm fucking excited. Now I don't have to come off Twitter. Like, life is going to be great.
Mm.
And a lot of South Africans, first of all, fuck News 24. They just took shit the whole day. But a lot of South Africans were coming
Elon
out.
Elon Musk, sorry. Yeah, Karen?
No, Elon Musk is a boss.
It's a boost.
You know, we're getting this type of attitude from everyone on the Diddy list.
You win one election. Well, two for you, and then this is the shit that you give us. Okay, cool.
I'm joking, my friend. No, but check it out. There's truth to that story, dog.
Sure.
It shows that, like, celebrity endorsements are not as powerful as people once thought.
Got you.
And I actually thought about it, like, here at home. If you remember, that used to be a thing.
The real stuff thing.
The real stuff, you understand? Where celebs would endorse the ANC to the max.
Sure.
And I just don't think that thing has the same punch it does, judging by this past year's elections.
Sure.
And in the same way in the States, man. Like, people like LeBron James, Jennifer Lopez, everybody that essentially came out, and I think I mentioned it last week when we were speaking about, like, Quincy Jones in terms of the timing of his death.
Yeah,
is that everyone that came out and had a message for Kamala, Cardi B even had to ask people to please stop trolling her.
Sure.
Because the comments had to be turned off. People were so negative. People were like, ah, Fusekwena, we see you. Mm. You're on the Diddy list. That's why you're speaking like this. The whole Avengers, dude, I'm talking Iron Man, Scarlet, whatever, Black Widow, Captain America, they all came and made some stupid ass Zoom video also endorsing Kamala. Like, really? This shit was fucking, bro, saddest shit you've ever seen in your life. Where they're like, hey guys, we're going to need to think of a name for Kamala or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, so yeah, shout out to Trump, MAGA, all the South Africans, like I said on Twitter, talking about how is this going to be good for South Africa. It's going to be amazing for South Africa. Two of the things I think we can look forward to is lower prices for fuel, because he'll stabilize that. Once America starts pumping oil, it brings the price down, which means we are also going to save. And probably energy, because Trump, fortunately, the MAGA crowd is not as hectic as the Kamala crowd with all this green energy bullshit that they force down our throats.
Gotcha.
When we've got 50 years of coal underground that we should be burning so we can have cheap electricity.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well,
MAGA!
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, sorry. Didn't really care, but tell me anyway.
I actually did nothing. Fuck, I did nothing.
I was with you on Friday, man. What
the
fuck?
On Friday?
On Friday, Saturday, you went to Bela Bela.
Yeah, no, Friday I went to Bela Bela.
Was it Friday you went to Bela Bela?
Friday I went to Bela Bela. I went to go play for, it's corporate season.
Okay.
And these brands have money to blow. I mean, thank you for the booking. Yeah. But I went to go play.
Send more.
For like 20, 30 people.
What?
Yeah. Big, big company.
Yeah.
Literally for one department. They were doing a year end for one department and had like 20, 30 people. I was like, what?
Don't you, the year ends have started
So it was a year end. Hey, I'm not complaining about the check, but I was like, hey, yo, 20 people. And Bela Bela out of all places, Wombats.
Wombats,
Wombats.
Ech, dude.
Went there.
Did you swim?
Hmm?
Did you jump in the Wombats?
No, I didn't even see the Wombats.
Oh, okay.
Then drove back and then drove to Pulukwane Saturday. Yeah, did nothing on Saturday. I just went to Pulukwane and back. Yeah.
You went to Pulukwane for what?
Oh, I had a gig.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. When you say did nothing, I was like,
No, as I did nothing on Saturday during the day, just drove to Pulukwane and back.
Oh, I thought you went to Pulukwane for recreation. I was going to be like, who the fuck does that?
Me, out of all places... Pulukwane.
Come on. I'm just going to Pulukwane to chill. Hey, there's nice like game reserves and stuff
No. PLK is dope.
Yeah, PLK is dope. I'm not hating on you guys.
Have got money that side. So.
Too much, my man.
Ning much. But yeah, it's also, there's a whole lot of shit that's happening.
There's a whole lot of shit has changed at the Real Need, at the Shady Podcast at least.
Now we've got people telling us what to do.
Yes. We have new people telling us what to do.
Hey, good
Input.
Yeah.
So this guy, his name is Ketsi. Take the microphone, sir.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Ketsi. How
are you? Good. I'm all right. Yes. I feel like I'm being interviewed.
No, it's just a small interview. So tell us. Why are you gay?
Tell us, you are gay.
Should
I call you Mr.? What's good, man? You're right.
I'm all right. Nice being in the space, rather than having to watch you from a couch at home.
Yeah,
look at God.
Welcome to the team.
Shout out to y'all, guys. Shout out to y'all for having me. God.
So Ketsi comes highly recommended. Actually came through one of my mentors, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Who was like, yo, this boy is the one. And obviously we're looking to give people opportunities here at the Real Network. We want to work with people that are driven and motivated, because we're doing new shit here. You saw us, Ketsi. We're not fucking around here, sir.
I saw that.
Exactly. Right? So,
Well, award winners. Okay.
Gold
Chief, award winners.
We are gold award winners.
That's right. Yeah. Not just award
We were
winners.
Also shortlisted on the last one, but Aziko Lab.
Okay.
So just a word of advice to Ketsi as he starts his new journey.
Don't be gay. No, I'm not. Yo, this is a running joke, okay?
It's a running joke, man.
Yeah, we are not. Come on.
Huh? Ketsi, watch out for that one. Noms is full of shit. She'll say shit like that to try and trap you, dog.
Actually,
she's showing me around, so we could.
What you're saying is that you are captured.
Already.
I'm not kept charged.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Ketsi. Welcome to the team. It's going to be great. Don't fuck up.
Yes.
And what else has changed here?
New editors.
Yes, there's a new editor. Yeah. There's new people there. Oh, but who are those other
Since
people?
We win awards.
Who are those other people?
We won an award and shit changed in a week.
It means you guys are bringing the bag. So we can afford to hire more people.
There's two other people there. We're Noms. Oh, my love.
Mangintshele lana, ngizontshela after.
What was bana yi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah, like the team's really grown. We're in a new, bigger office.
Boss,
so
they're crucifying us there by the comments. Where's the BBL?
The BBL?
Yes.
Hey, fuck, man. We have to wait for the one, bro. The one who's in Cape Town needs to come here so we can have that meeting. Oh. But I did run it by the doctors.
Sure.
Right? I ran it by the doctors offline. Sure. I was actually with the doctors on Friday night. Okay. When you went to Bella. Yes, I said, you come with us to Saints. Sorry. Mm. But I did run it by the doctors. And the doctors said, look, perhaps what we should do is interview. Because, like, this was the conversation. Like, hey, we're freeballing. They were saying we should interview someone who's already done one. And I was like,
so we're patching a fuck up?
No. We're not. What we're doing? No. To interview someone who's already done one. To come and talk about, look, this is the experience.
Oh, the benefits.
This is
of
what it's
BBL.
Done for me. Instead of me and you saying, listen, we've paid for a BBL or two. It's great. I mean, that's misogynistic. And we are not misogynists here. Noms. So, we want someone to come who can say, Yazin, Mina, I went for it. This is how it changed my life. You understand? Konuguti, the people that are listening that might want one, we don't want it to seem like we are saying to you, you are pop, let us fix you with the BBL. Sure. No. We are saying to a woman who believes this BBL will change her life, give her that confidence, give her that pep in her step. Or a dude who maybe wants one for his hand. But it's 100K, dude. You know what I'm saying? No, we can keep you anonymous.
For a second
Bafo.
Before you said, oh, dude, I was like, dudes want BBLs now.
Look, in order to make it fair, you can enter with a BBL if you're a dude. So please, we're working on it. I promise you by Christmas, the shit will be sorted, okay?
Yeah.
You okay. Paying for it.
If you're a guy who wants a BBL. Mm. Yeah, now it was. It's fine.
Yeah. Now, since Getty came, he also hit us with these papers.
Eish. Fala. Busy pegging. I want to tell
you. You guys can afford a...
Okay. So
laptop.
Now we are here at this part, PH. Yeah. Greetings and salutations.
How's it? Saboda. Kunjani.
This is dog. You just lost 10 points. This is gay. What is this paper? What's he? Greetings and salutations.
Hello.
What in the fucking silly matoons is this?
That's a filler, okay? That's a filler. I like BBLs. That's a filler. That's a real filler.
You know, it brings to mind that stuff where it's like, hi, I'm Mariki, and welcome to Top Billing.
Oh my God.
This is like an audition.
Yo.
Okay, can I go past greetings and salutations?
Yes, hello, salutations.
Right, okay, I love this. First up, the Grammys happened this weekend.
Yes, boss.
The Grammys.
Kendrick Lamar.
Must I put my paper down?
Yo, Kendrick Lamar, he got, I think, 7 nominations. Beyonce, 11. 11 nominations. She's the most nominated, I think, then about Taylor Swift and... And
Beyonce got 11 nominations.
11 nominations, boss. Mm.
Yeah, she keeps racking them up. Yeah. She's a monster. Winnie Legot.
No, it's the nominations.
Oh,
so
okay.
Grammys are first on Jan, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
so,
okay. Sorry. This is okay.
Who's this bra? I was just focused on obviously Kendrick Lamar, like Song of the Year, Rap Song of the Year. I think.
For Not Like Us?
Yeah, Not Like Us, just sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, PH, you can just grab your cellular.
No, tell us, I'm a boss. I know these things.
Are we missing?
No. The only fact is that Jay-Z and Beyonce were on a tie, 88.
No.
Now she's leading with 11, making her on.
What do you mean they were on a tie?
She's a breadwinner. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
He's hard staying on dead vibes.
Last year, they won 88.
No, man, he's talking about total nominations.
Total nominations.
I'm talking about
this one in particular.
Talking about this one in particular. He's talking about overall.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Beyonce, I think, has got 11 nominations. I don't know. I don't really care.
She's nominated in Record of the Year for Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. This ain't Texas.
That country shit that
country,
she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
The one song. I listened to the album.
I feel like, you know, I was very confused about that country mode. But anyway.
She's from there.
Yeah, whatever, bro. But anyway, she did the country music, but then she's also the bum of Levi's. You've seen that, eh?
Tulipongolo.
No, I wala. Oh. Yeah. Tulipongolo is the bum of Levi's mid-range.
<laughs>
Tuli Mangola is the bum of Levi's South Africa. Listen, it's a fucking fantastic ad. The bum looks amazing.
Yeah.
However, Beyonce is doing basically what Tuli Mangola is doing, but for the global.
Sure.
Yeah. I've seen the ads. It comes up on my YouTube all the time, and I've seen the billboard on Call It Drive right here in Joburg, which I also thought was unfair. That should be Tuli's bum.
Isn't that his?
No, it's Beyonce's bum on the Call It Drive one. Anyway, so she's nominated for Record of the Year for that, so she's in there. Kendrick, Not Like Us. Okay, I see what you're talking about. I don't actually know any of these other songs, Getsy. Now and Then by the Beatles. Sabrina Carpenter. Sabrina Carpenter might take it, bro.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter, I think she also got 6 nominations in total, as well.
Okay.
So she collected
She's
quite
like
a few.
The new rising star vibe, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
She collected quite a few. But overall, I think it was fair in terms of nominations throughout some of the categories. Tyler didn't get any nominations. But she sweeped, I think, 3 awards now this past weekend at the MTV EMAs.
EMAs. I saw that.
I think she took 3. I don't know what it was for. And then what else?
Yeah, man. 103,000 with that flute album.
That flute album.
Imagine it made it.
For what?
A Grammy nominee.
No, for what? What?
Album of the year.
Album of the year.
With the flute album. Oh, New Blue Sun.
That's the one.
Whatever that nonsense was. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel like some people just get the Grammy nomination because they are them?
Perhaps.
Like. I don't want to say it because this is the internet.
I thought Tyler would have gotten a Grammy nomination. I think that would have been a full circle, but like she's grabbed awards everywhere. BET, MTV, EMAs, all of these things, all VMAs, of these awards, VMAs, the works. So for her to bamba a Grammy would have been like.
To complete the circle.
Yeah, complete it.
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter is nominated in a lot of categories, eh?
Mm.
But that song is also fucking huge. I really like that song. I know it's gay to admit on this platform, but fuck, that is a nice song, bro. Espresso, think about me.
No.
It's dope, eh?
Very, very funky. Yeah, very
I like funky. It. Yeah. Okay, that's the Grammys. Good luck to all the nominees.
Yeah, and lastly, Mustard. It didn't sell that much on his opening week after Future got to push him with that Drake whole
beef.
Yeah, but now what's nice is that he was nominated for Producer of the Year.
Because of Kendrick, because of Not Like Us.
Shout outs for
that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So basically Mustard, anything that Kendrick
two nominees.
Is...
Anything that Kendrick...
Two nominations. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's a part of...
Oh, you're
not
saying
not
okay,
like us
okay,
yeah,
okay.
From a Not Like Us perspective.
Gatli, you're saying if it had not been for Not Like Us,
Also, he didn't choose it, hey?
Hmm?
He didn't choose it enough.
What do you mean?
He actually pushed the records.
He didn't push what?
He didn't push Not Like Us. That album was supposed to push because of that record.
Who? Mustard or Kendrick?
Mustard. Because that was his album.
No, but Not Like Us is not on Mustard.
It's not featured.
No, it's a single.
But Not Like Us, wait.
Oh, no.
DJ Mustard produced.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. So what I meant... What I mean is that...
My man, read your fucking page.
Hey, greetings and salutations. That's what I want to call you. Greetings
and... I have more.
No, all I was saying is that... Drake's beef and him producing that record should have helped him push his own album.
I don't think so.
Nah, dog. Let me tell you.
No.
You see, the problem is people sometimes think because I'm on with this guy, Nami Nyakupuka. What's happened is the nomination at the Grammys, it's almost like a nod because he's on the song.
Sure.
But it would have never pushed his album, my brother. There's no two ways about it. You know why? He was pop before that song.
No, don't you dare lie about Mustard.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't there yet, dog. He wasn't
Mustard.
There anymore. Yeah, it's DJ Mustard, dog. He came here before. Oh no, that wasn't Mustard. That was Michael. Give me the
Michael
page back.
Made it. Yeah,
just give me the page back.
Yeah, maybe get that piece of paper back. What the fuck? Anyways, Sae Tolo.
He was pop.
Sae Tolo, Sabuya, Masababatizla, one love.
Be so cruel, Lynn. Is to take a set of twins, separate them, have one family raise the one twin, another family raise the other twin, and then compare them later to see how much of it was nurture and how much of it was nature. They did discover that actually the nurture part is probably much more important when it comes to behavior. Would you stand by that, Doc? I mean, is that something that you've picked up in the research?
Roll call.
Archie, who is that man? Wakanda forever!
That was the great Bantaza Ekonga, my grandfather. The great man that lived after King Solomon.
Oh my god!
Let's go to my room.
Wakanda forever!
Welcome
to that.
You.
Is this how you people greet here?
Soundtrack.
Yes.
Put volume.
That's a sign of
this, you're saying, is this how people greet
in this house? Welcome.
Kalemba.
Nazo. It's Kalemba. Adi, welcome. Check the page.
How are you doing?
In our family. We keep records.
Don't!
Shit.
This brand, eh? Shem.
And in the comments, somebody said, remove King Solomon's name from that first position and put King Baltazar of Equatorial Guinea. This one said, whoever watched more than one of these videos, please like my comments. And then this comment got like 6,800 likes. Man. People in the comments are like, yo, ew, this one said, I want to use this opportunity to tell you about Jesus.
What? Yeah, well, I mean, half the time I was shouting Jesus Christ. And I was like, first and foremost, 400 videos, like, that they know of.
Yeah, but more than 400 videos of Baltazar. Very, very African name, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I know.
Then they say Africa is one big family. Everyone just laughing in the comments. Yeah. I don't know about Baltazar. The difference was with his videos. You know, he said that all those women consented to being recorded.
Yes.
That is the part that really took me aback.
Sure.
Because, you know, if somebody said to me, like, this guy, his fetish was to record all of his sexual encounters and he was doing it secretly and now it's leaked and he's panicking.
Sure.
Dude, when they came at that guy and they were like, yo, the videos have leaked. He was like, hey, fuck, it's only consenting adults in those videos and we all agreed to the recording 100%. Of the video. And fucked up,
and
bro. He smashed his brother's wife and the president's wife. And
That's ridiculously insane. Like, some of the parties there's a pregnant lady.
Dude. He wasn't even playing with like he was just showing anything.
Yeah, that's, you know that song, I ain't got no time.
Bad bitches is the only
my brother. Those guys were ahead of time. That was dedicated to him.
Ray Streamer.
Bro, listen here. Like, okay, I wanna sound very weird. I'm sure there are bras who've chowed 400 chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's nothing. I don't want to say there's nothing spectacular
about
that.
I know of you.
Crazy enough.
You chowed 400 chicks?
You 400 chicks?
Wait. The only thing I have on record that I know. I know it's 200 plus.
You?
So at his age, it is possible.
My brother. Who are you? 200 plus?
Lies.
On record?
I'm telling you.
Give this guy his paper.
who hired this guy?
Wait, those who know, come to the comment section.
Hey,
get us cancelled on day one.
Hey. Listen here. 400, I don't think.
It's not an impressive number.
I know soccer players have done.
Yeah, listen. No. Also, like, it's been well reported. Like, a lot of, like, okay, obviously, let's call it popular culture. So, in American, you know, like, besides porn stars, the type of numbers that men in power, popular men, rich men put out.
And women nowadays, and women.
What? That woman?
Bodies.
No. Well, I'm only talking about men now. This is Balthazar's list.
Bodies. Women have bodies too.
Yeah, women do have bodies. But carry on. That's not... Today we're shitting on men. Not women.
Okay.
It's PH. This is not a misogynistic show.
Cool.
400 bodies. All recorded. That's just the ones he recorded. Sure. So I'm sure he's trolling there by about 1,000. As Ketsi says, he's a pal. He's like 50-something years old. So he's been doing this for years. My thing is, right... Whenever, if you look at the comments on the video, people are making like a joke of it type of thing, right? And this always happens where if there's like a teacher in school that has sex with a student, for example, you know, the forbidden fruit.
Yes.
And the teacher is female and hot and students is male.
Yeah.
People in the comments are like, yeah, fucking go, bro. Ciao. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? It's very one-sided. When it's the other way around, obviously frowned upon in the extreme. I think if this was a video of woman, if this was a woman in Ghana who had 400 bodies and she'd recorded all of them, brother, the conversation would be very different. Yeah.
However,
because he's being praised.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not trying to defend anyone. Firstly, the first thing that you said, consenting adults, right?
Yes.
That is, I think, the most important thing to say, that these ladies were well aware that they are going to be in these videos. Were they well aware that it might leak? That's a different story. Remember, we spoke about sex tapes and leaking. On this podcast. So for me, it's just like, well, okay, cool. You were showing off there in those tapes, right?
Yeah.
And you're a married woman.
Dude, but one even got confronted by her husband. He comes and he's like, yo.
I saw that video. It was debunked.
Was it not? Yeah, okay.
My thing
so she's not one of the people featured. No. Are you sure?
Yeah, she's not.
Okay.
My thing is, laban labashatile.
Most of them, yeah.
Rocking this guy. And then the proximity is what gets to me. The brother, the president's wife.
Yes,
because he
works in the president's office. It's basically like brother, colleagues.
Sure.
Senior, he's trying his boss's wife, basically.
So for me,
also she was going along with it. Like, that's my thing, you know? Mm. Like, it's also just like, but now.
So is he wrong?
Is he wrong for trying them? He is wrong. These are married people. He himself is also married. He's got six kids.
Was he having sex by himself?
No, he wasn't.
So then?
Why is your hand up?
Mainly because I want to say something before you skip the... No. All right, cool. Crazy enough, guys related to the long-serving president of that country.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's related.
Shit.
His dick
and
wasn't...
The time when these videos were released, he was in prison.
Already?
No, not for this case.
Or for something
for
else?
For embezzlement of...
funds.
Yeah.
He's a corrupt...
State's funds. Yeah. So, and also, PH, he was showering in the office, so you can imagine. That is wrong.
But wait, where were the videos kept? Or was he? Because I'm trying to understand who leaked him.
It might be blackmail. You never know. Huh? He might be wanting to blackmail some of these women.
I had read that these people came forward. But then I was like, did you guys both have copies of the videos? Or?
Yeah. Look, they're not the most well-produced videos. I mean, they're fucking...
It's consistent, though.
Yeah. What move is this?
I saw soccer players celebrating this weekend doing this. Which I think is hilarious. Bro, I saw there's two songs that have been released with this guy's name.
Called Balthazar.
No, yeah. I wish I actually sent it through. But
Balthazar, Manyobinyob.
There's a guy called TSM in Durban.
Yeah.
They made a song about banging basically 400 chicks, and I want to be. It's called Balthazar.
Yeah,
It's a very dope track.
That's what I meant. This guy, like, he's being praised, dude. Songs are being made about him. Memes, this fucking videos, video, like skits. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if he is wrong, the public outcry is certainly not doing a good job of pointing it out. You understand?
The thing is, those two important things that we mentioned: two adults, consenting. And
to the sex and the recording.
Mm. And I guess them knowing that they are married women and still doing it recording speaks volumes for me. Yeah. My fagili volume. But anyways, shout out to Balthazar.
Yeah, lastly, the sad part is that one of the ladies committed suicide.
Was that
she was also that one?
No. Was it
Proven?
Proven. Was it proven?
It was written in the local papers. So.
No, man. I saw that thing flying across social media, but the body...
Look, but to be honest, it would be so hard to believe. Mm. You see, like, when I saw the video, and I've said this before about shows like this, right? When I saw the video where they're showing the chick and then she starts breaking down and you say it was debunked, right?
Yeah.
The first thing I thought, okay, cool. It's all well and good that everyone's, you know, we're laughing about the brewer and whatever. But the wives that have been exposed in those videos, this is Africa, fam. I don't think the conversation is going so smoothly at home. If your husband finds out that about your infidelity in this way, a very public way.
Yeah,
shit all the can embarrassment fly, you understand? Yeah, so if someone had to say so-and-so committed suicide as a result of the leak, it wouldn't be too far-fetched.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? 100%.
Because I think that's the side no one is talking about, is that there's going to be a lot of fuck-ups. I've said this before about like shows like Uya Chola 99 and shit, even cheaters in the States. Mm. It doesn't always go as planned where we get there, we say, PH, we caught you, and PH is just chilled. You understand? That guy leaves there after the show. Because at the end of the day, you know? So again, it's just like, I don't know if we've been very responsible in reporting what Bruro was doing. Remember we spoke about the prison guard? She also did this shit. Remember that UK prison guard fucked the prisoner?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the video leaked and whatever. Yeah. People were like, she's only doing it to push her OnlyFans. Her fucking household fell apart.
100%.
You know, her life was ruined.
Reminds me of a local gent, this conversation, but...
Who did what?
No. No names. No names.
We are mass noms.
No names.
The way women are going.
No names.
Who's in? Who's in?
No, I'm just saying Chang people's wives.
Oh, God. We don't want to know about him. We don't want to discuss him. Anyways. Local gent, eh? Do I know him?
I don't know.
No names.
No names.
King, queens,
listen,
and kings.
There's probably like...
No, shut up. No names.
If there's 1,000 people listening now, fucking there's maybe 400 gens in there that are like, nyamas. You know?
No, so, no, but there's multiple guys.
Yeah, plenty,
that
dude.
Well,
that's a common
thing. There's
multiple
guys who do
this,
but Yigelani, there's a song called Manyonyoba.
Wenzani, abafazi babantu.
Uzolimala.
Yeah, no, dude. That's quick route to hell. What else, Kitsy? All
right. Now you can have a full long conversation about Trump. Let's hear you out.
Who, me?
Yeah.
But what?
I prepped. I did a prep for you. But you went in with Trump.
I don't like this guy.
What the fuck, bro? I spoke about Trump. Fuck Trump. Give me something else.
No, but do you know what? Do you know what Trump did? I saw a video.
Also fucked like 400 chicks.
Yes! Do you know? I saw it came out the gates. That video of him saying they're going to arrest teachers who talk about Transformers. So he's like, he's anti-Transformers.
Oh, yeah. He said he said, first of all, he's going to outlaw gender transitioning for minors completely. Yes. No more girls and no more boys in women's sports.
Yes.
And any teacher that supports that nonsense.
Out.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he took a very hard stance.
Yeah, so the Department of Education, he's like, yo, it's male or female. Agna... In the middle, Agna, gender fluid, whatnot. It's male or female education. And then he says it's coming for big pharmacy.
Yeah, big
pharma.
Mm.
So
he's lifting something that I think is very important in the big pharma chat. You know, remember the time of the vaccine.
Mm.
There's no liability for, what is it called?
In the drugs?
Man, it's basically like if I take the vaccine
hormone
and I
thing.
Happen to get a vaccine injury, so isn't as hambi grade.
Oh, yes.
I can't sue Pfizer.
Yes.
He's lifting
he's
that. Yeah, they've
that,
got
yes.
immunity from prosecution
yes.
in the case of vaccine injury.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is being done away with, like real quick. Very quickly after that news kind of came out, Bill Gates was like, no, he wants to work with Trump. He's looking forward to working with the new Trump administration. A lot of people. Dude, did you see the list of people that fucking hit a U-turn? Putin was like, he can't wait to speak to Trump about peace negotiations.
I don't know about that.
Ukraine was like, yo, I'm ready. We're ready to fucking have come to the
table.
There's
no way Putin...
He said that. No, honestly, he said he's looking forward to whatever the negotiations are going to be.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's going to back out.
My point is, as soon as he came in, he hasn't even said anything yet. Putin, Zelensky, even the Taliban Owens, dog. Hamas was like, they're ready for a ceasefire. I'm just saying, people started shifting in a direction that they weren't
moving. Was that Hamas thing verified?
Yes, it's news, bro.
Yeah, news, bro, and
yes.
it being verified.
Please check my fact, Ketsi. Did Hamas, just say Hamas reverses or fucking
did
Trump
they, did
Hamas.
Did they claim
no,
that
done.
It was there?
He said once he steps into office, that's the first thing he's going to do.
No, yes. No, that we are.
No, what did Hamas say? Just Google Hamas.
Because I saw an article saying that Hamas is saying, yeah, we are ready to cease fire.
Correct.
Nigga.
Yes.
No.
Let me see. Hamas cease fire chat.
But I must say that I am so far impressed by what who's this guy? By what Trump has to say in terms of his first days in office. He's saying fuck half of what Biden did. We are undoing that.
Yes.
And we are going to do these things. So pretty impressive, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. Hamas is urging Donald Trump to stop the war in Gaza following the election result 4 days ago. They're changing. I'm telling you, they're changing their position. Remember, you know what I think is refreshing about Trump? And it's actually all of the stuff that you're listing, these are like common sense things that you would have thought would just be the way that things are. You understand? Mm. I personally wouldn't, as a parent, I wouldn't appreciate it if my child is going to a school where they conceal that type of information from parents.
Sure.
To say, listen, Warwick is a girl now. When he's at school, like you're allowing that and you haven't consulted the parent. Because yes, as much as there can be people who have gender dysphoria and feel like, okay, Mina, I'm transgender and these are the steps I want to take. There's also an element of, as a parent, you want to rule out all other possibilities. You understand? Let me first send my child for a proper assessment to see what's the vibe.
Yeah.
I had, my son came to me like now in this past week and he was like, Dad, I need to have a chat with you. I'm thinking of starting, I want to start vaping. I said, well, thanks for bringing it to my attention.
The older one?
The oldest one, yeah. True. So I said, why do you want to start vaping? You know, I could have said, fuck that, I'm going to moor you.
Mm.
But I thought, let me try this thing.
Sure.
I said, okay, nigga, what's the story? Why? Then he was like, you know, at school, everyone's doing it. You know, like, basically, in his summary, it sounded like peer pressure was getting to him.
Sure.
In his mind, he thought that if he starts vaping, it'll bring down his anxiety for exams. Because that's what the cats at school must be saying. They must be like, yo, dog, just hit two of these. You'll see the nerves are gone. It won't. But anyway, I said to him, no problem. There's the vape. Dala, you understand? Try it, see if you like it. Obviously, he had like 2 pulls or 3 pulls. He was like, nah, I'm out.
Sure.
But it's the curiosity that came from peers, peer pressure, other friends at school. Because you know my dude. Me, I know my dude. You know, he's not that guy. He'd rather come to me first and ask, can he start?
Got you.
Take the chance and vape, and then I catch him. Because then he's getting fucked up. Pew, pew, you understand? But it's because they, you know, to the degree that that friends play a role. I feel like if you look at the way this movement has grown in the past 5, 6, 7 years, it is so much pressure on kids who are actually losers at school to belong to some kind of a group.
Because
I don't want to be the only one that doesn't have a thing. You understand? Sure. Now when I can come through and I can say, yo, I also got a thing. I no longer want to be PH. I want to be Pindile.
So
it's like, oh, wow. You understand? You know, if you came, if when we were in school, you come with that shit, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Ah, dog, you're going to get bullied, bro.
Sure.
You understand? But nowadays, it's like, okay, everyone starts calling you Pindile. The teacher is calling you Pindile. You're doing lipstick and stuff. You don't know what's going on. You're only doing it because
it seems cool.
Or
you have a belonging,
Yes, you belong to like this group or whatever. And a lot of those clips that go viral on TikTok are just like, nah, dog, you're lying to yourself. You know where they come out and they're like, guys, I realized today I'm trans and I want to go by this name. And they start crying and it's like, nah, this is performative. Virtue signaling. Mm. You actually need your parents to sit you down.
You need guidance.
And you need guidance, man. You need to have a proper conversation about what it is that you're saying you feel like. Mm. You feel like, you know?
No, I've even seen that thing. So I've got a wandering mind, ne?
Mm.
But you know how powerful these videos that we see to say, hey, ADHD looks like this, this. Nigga, I ain't no ADHD, but I know like I've got a million tabs in my brain because I'm usually busy half the time. But they'll design it in a way that, hey, do you speak about one thing
and then go to thing you have to.
It's like any fucking human person does.
You'll just say yes to
him. Yeah, so it's easy to say, oh that, shit, ADHD. Yeah.
There's that Cat Williams comedy stand-up where he's like, when you watch these pharmaceutical ads late at night, he's like, now I'm sitting, I'm watching this thing and I'm high. And they're asking questions that anybody would say yes to. So they're like, do you sometimes get tired at night? Why, yes, I do. Do you wake up in the morning?
Of course.
Well, of course I do.
Sure.
It's like, you need these tablets. Fuck. Then he says, you're on your phone. Now you're ordering the pills, you know?
And the worst part now is that these guys can, they can tell how much time you spend looking at these things.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, he was actually interested. The next thing your timeline is being fed by a lot of these things.
Yes.
So you end up being convinced. Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Firstly. And then now they tap into your fucking microphones as well.
Yeah.
So you'll find that, you'll find that now, okay, cool. Now it's being on ADHD. Trust and believe the next time I scroll on Instagram, there's going to be something about ADHD.
Yeah. Well, to close off Trump, what I said immediately after he won, I said bullying is back. We need a healthy dose of bullying sometimes. It makes you come right very quickly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Norms?
That's my stance.
Interesting. Sure.
Okay. What's next, Ketsi?
Alrighty, we're gonna speak about the guy who the please call me guy. He rejected 20.
He rejected 20 billion.
Yes, sir.
Mm. That guy, you know what? That guy's like the modern day Mandela. Eh? He's really taking this fight to the max.
I just hope that at some point.
My thing is, I don't know who's around him and is telling him that you can get more, you can get more. Yes, he can get more. But my thing is, dog, with the time that he's lost, Matubela, if I give you 20 bill today, dog.
Can never finish it.
My man. But what can you build at your age with 20 billion right now? You can fuck shit up. By the time you're 50, you'll probably be worth 100 billion.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
It's that you're wasting time chasing this elusive carrot. Mm. You know what I mean? And Vodacom's got money, my friend. They also are looking at you and they're saying, oh, okay. You want to play it like this. Wait, they can tie you up in litigation for years and years.
$1 billion.
Bro, it's $1 billion.
Me.
It would this make, guy's got money. It would instantly make him one of the richest men in the world. And my thing is, he's also got other innovative shit that he does. Like that Please Call Me thing wasn't his only thing. He's since gone on that brewery.
Really?
Yeah, like he does quite well. He didn't stay in the call center forever. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean? This was years ago that he came up with the concept as well. My thing is, I feel like with the 20 billion or whatever the settlement amount is, I think he can do a lot. But I've read the alternative takes on why he shouldn't take the 20 billion.
Okay.
And I get it. Like he's standing up for a principle and he's saying no. You guys have made a lot more money because of my idea.
Sure.
It's not fair to give me 20 if you, for example, have made 200.
Sure.
You understand? But he's also not saying, give me 50.
Sure.
He's saying, give me 100. You understand? Like the numbers are getting high. You know what I mean? I'm just spitballing using the numbers I'm using. But I'm saying it's that he's been embroiled in this case now for over a decade.
Got you.
In 10 years, do you know how much 20 billion sitting in the bank could have made? Just as an example. Just sitting there.
Yeah, already the guy is well off. So he's an accountant.
Mm,
so when he pitched this idea, he was working for Vodacom as an accountant and he was 24. So now he's 48. So this is like 24 years.
Dude.
Yeah. So the calculations are being done from 2001 to 2018.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when the case
started.
Yeah. So there's five judges. Two is saying that give this guy between at least 29 to I think 60.
Boom.
So he's thinking 40 along those lines.
He's thinking 40 billion.
Yeah.
And they're saying he has 20.
Yeah. And his calculations are based on different methods.
And he's 48 years old.
He's 48 years old.
He's still got time.
What would you do? Would you fight for the 40 at 48? Or would you take the 20 now and rock it?
40 is doable.
You do the 40?
40 is doable.
Fuck that. I'll take the 20.
With
20 billion in South Africa.
Can reach, what is Balthazar? Can reach Balthazar level.
Balthazar effect.
Huh? Yeah.
This is my thing. With 20 billion in South, and this is free advice for you. Please
don't
call
think
me
local,
guy.
Nigga.
No, listen. For local, just in J, in South Africa, with 20 billion, you could revolutionize a lot of shit. If we extend into Africa, you've got $1 billion. Do you know how much shit you could do? This is just before we even go global. But globally, like we said, you'd become one of the richest men in the world with that check already.
What about $2 billion?
What? Yeah, you know, 40. What about time? My man, he's 48. You understand me? I just want him to be great. I want him to take that money and fucking kill it.
I think we all want him to boom.
Yeah. And I don't want it to run forever and ever where he gets the 40 at 60 years old.
Yeah.
That for me doesn't make sense. Take the 20 at 48. I mean, when did he was 24 at the time that he came up with the idea. Imagine if they could have given him 2 billion at 24.
Yeah, 2001.
Bro, he'd probably have his own 20 billion by now. But anyway, it's not my money. It's not my case.
You could have bagged 400 girls and be broke.
Ah, my man, I bagged them with fucking no billions.
And just before we wrap up, and Joe Buzz, the CEO of Vodacom, wanted to give him millions, like 120 something million.
Sunwak.
So you can imagine.
Sunwak.
Okay, so yeah. The money is actually appreciating.
So
the
not
more
even
he
a
fights.
Billion. Yeah. Not even a billion.
Also, you know what is interesting? Sorry, I wanted to say. You know what is interesting about it, right? Because this is the other part that people are neglecting. In the fight, the law firm. So sometimes when you're going up against a big multinational like this type of thing, the law firm that represents you knows what the prize is at the end of the rainbow.
For, yeah.
So they're in it for the settlement, right?
Of course.
I think they are also the ones saying to him, fuck them.
No,
we're not taking 20.
Because they know.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, they can go on and on forever and ever, man. You know, like, have you watched The Devil's Advocate? You know, when Al Pacino is retiring, Keanu Reeves takes over time. He's 48, bro. Me, I just want him to eat that money. I want him to buy a fucking Lamborghini, yacht like Conor McGregor, park in Monaco, load bays, dollar. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do that.
That's what I want that dude to do, bro.
I do that already.
Hey? I do that already?
Slap some Colombians there. Some Colombians
and
there.
Fucking 800 euros of Colombia. How many Colombians you can get with 20 bucks?
Yes. But yeah, good luck to him. We wish him the best. Hope you get your dollars at the end of the end of all of this. Yeah.
Away, Balthazar.
But essentially, you create a strut out of foam so that he's got a 24/7 boner. Patient had necrotizing fasciitis of the groin spread to his penis.
What?
As we understand it, an infection of the groin area. It can be anywhere, but of the groin area in your case.
Mm. Yeah. So we're talking about a very mobile area here.
Yes. It grows and gets small.
People have been asking me, Chichi, how do you stay so positive all the time? How do you keep up with your schoolwork, family life, friends, you know, all that jazz? And I'm just like, guys, it's really not that deep. Like, it's really not that deep. Let me just get a prayer up, put in the hard work, stay motivated, and, you know, ultimately go to gym, keep up with your health. You know, it's really not that deep, guys. Like,
brother. What the fuck is this?
The fuck what the just, fuck?
What the fuck did I just watch?
So I just need you guys to go straight to the comments. Comments, yeah.
Before I even go to the comments, I swear this is going to sound very classist of me.
Yeah. Right?
Would have been very funnier if it was a white put talking about how he gets through a successful day. Because, no, they're the ones who take coke.
That's not classist. That's just racist. Are you saying black people don't take cocaine?
Do they?
Touché. I have no idea. No comments.
Do they? Let's see what the comments say.
Doug Better with news team.
Oh, she's on.
Indlondlo ye Coca-Cola.
Ish, what am I doing now?
I think... Kitty Nando's buns, you know those ones. Nando's Portuguese
but
rolls.
To be fair, like when you're eating those Nando's rolls, definitely.
Yeah, of course it does.
Reminds me of this other chick that I kissed once. Mangiti, hey, it's team
guy. Nando's.
Someone was like, "Hey, dog, oopies, ngiti."
Was it Nando's buns or setting powder?
Picking the lumps, Mangiti. cheap makeup.
Someone said just a line or two of positivity. Yeah, just a line or two. The Coca-Cola is the secret.
By user. By fucking Macaleni.
Cremora, maybe.
Nah. On that Brenda Fassi. Ish.
Ay, boo. You. Uh-huh? But Sula peli motivation ekaleni.
I would cheese him, Das. In dash, him does.
Oh, cheese in dash. What's up?
Baking soda.
Vitamin C supplements are a must.
No, funny.
Look, I won't lie. As a substitute for what I often take, right? If I want to be sharp and I want to say all the stuff she's saying in that video and feel like I mean it, I take Concerta, Ritalin.
Yeah.
Or there's this new one that I jumped on called Nucon. Okay. Right? I don't take it all the time. But if I have a day where I need to hyper-focus, I'm sure you've watched that movie, Limitless.
Yeah.
It's like that, but like 1,000 times less. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Makes you... They give it to kids. You were talking about like ADHD earlier. Sure. They give it to kids that have ADHD. It's supposed to make you more focused, concentrate, whatever. But what I've noticed is people who take cocaine behave like me on Ritalin and Concerta and thing times Boma 500. So they're not quite at the limitless level.
Well,
right? But they're all over the place.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Sure.
If they are doing a task or something, I promise you, like, if you want somebody to work hard, like, I'm talking, like, manual labor type work, let that person bang a line. You know, in the club game, there's a guy I knew that we would get there. We used to, every Saturday was ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get there on a Saturday and it would be, like, full setup.
Sure.
When I say full setup, I mean everything. We had to put up the sound. We had to stock the bar. We had to carry.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And this man would just get there, like, in his mellow tone, and then he'd go to his office and he'd say, yay! Come out there, my man.
Sure.
Bambi 12, more Ganji. He's in. Then he's climbing. He's putting up. You know what I mean?
Got
and the
you.
Whole time, he's just like. So, like, makes people work if they take it to work. But unfortunately, as Usisi failed to mention there, most people are not taking it for that reason.
Yes. They a lot take of people, it though, for. A lot of people in corporate do it to balance. They call them functional. Not functional alcoholics, but...
Functional co-kids.
Okay, so, where it's just like, I'm in banking, and I've got crazy hours, whatnot, you know, I have to close these deals. The only way to survive is snowman.
I have to eat this thing,
Yeah,
there was Wall Street bankers, famous for that.
Sure,
they order cocaine and hookers.
Yeah, a lot of them, they're in Santon as well.
Yes, they do. But I don't know any of them because they're white.
Can I tell you a funny story? This has got nothing to do with coke, though. But in terms of maximizing
your efficiency.
One friend of mine, mistakenly, and this is very recent, one friend of mine took pre-workout.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't end up going to gym. But something came to the house.
And he pre-worked out.
Shining a pen. He's like, yo, I've never in my life... So if you can't afford cocaine, maybe take pre-workout.
Hey, shut up. I was there the other day. I bought a protein. Sure. I bought creatine. When I looked at the cost of that fucking pre-workout, I might as well buy cocaine.
Yeah, pre-workout is like $1,000. Huh?
Yes.
Mm.
And how much is cocaine?
$1,000. Yeah, yo, listen.
So similarly priced, you
say. Yeah. So check out which one works for you. And
Have you seen the gym brews that are on it?
Which one? What?
On the cocaine.
Well,
trying to pass it off as pre-workout. A lot of them go to your gym, my friend. I used to gym there. But anyway, they will be... Because the other day I went to gym on a Saturday.
Sure.
Right? Last week.
Yeah.
Went to gym on a Saturday at like an inanimate time, man. I was like fucking midday, like 11:30.
Mm.
I actually went, I met someone there for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Had the coffee and then I was like, fuck it, let me train. I had fuck all to do. And I've never trained at that time on a Saturday. And the only brews that were in the gym were the heavies, dog. Hardcore Owens. You know, those ones that are like, come on, one more. Big with like these spaghetti vests and titties out and they're just doing their thing.
Mm.
And the hands that they were with as well were also like those frisk, those bodybuilder type hands. But there was this one group that I swear, bro, they are not on pre-workout. Those ones are on the shenanigans.
Got you.
They look like they came straight from the jaw to the gym at like 7 a.m. and they'd been there for 5 hours and they were fucking still going. They were telling them at the gym to change the music. I was like, Nina.
It's too slow. The music's too slow.
They were like, put on something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So a couple of people take it for that as well.
Yeah, no. Mm. I mean, you mentioned that. I like all my people at the gym.
Do
but,
you?
I've just been like, I want to know.
When I'm young,
there's some snow activities now. Ski.
They even put machines in for it.
Yeah. But anyways.
Hey, don't do drugs, kids. This is not a drug endorsement.
Stay in school.
That's it.
And don't bang 400 wives. 400 chicks? Cool.
On video.
don't
record yourself fucking. Don't record yourself having sex. Don't record yourself doing kinky stuff. I promise you.
That shit will leak, dog.
Look at Balthazar. Look at Diddy. Look at Epstein.
Sure.
When the shit comes out, you are fucked.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And then we'll know that you were wrong. That's the problem.
So if you have an app called Vault, please delete it.
Also, none of the women in the Balthazar case, I'm sorry, Balthazar, to group you in with Diddy and Epstein, sure, because the difference with the Diddy and Epstein list is when people came forward, they came forward as victims. No, yes. No. Even if they consented to the activity, they were like, yo, what went down there? I was drugged, I was spiked, I was whatever, you know? And a lot of them were like, I was underage.
Sure.
You know? And then they come forward later on and they say, fuck that. Out of the 400, I haven't seen an article, and correct me if I'm wrong, no one has come forward from the Balthazar list and said, Mina, I didn't consent to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You can see all those ladies, though, rocking there, looking at the camera. Papain, we'll see you again next week.
How many of these
likes, subscribe?
Watch?
I don't watch, no. Hey, why are you making me?
I watch like two, though. Like,
no, I saw like clips, obviously, on.
Oh, thank you. I've got a life.
Like, subscribe, share.
But you need to enter so you could know what's going on.
No, when are wrong.
When are thinking, when are too low. Just keep quiet.
No, wrong, man. Hey, isn't this the guy that banged? Hey, isn't he the one that banged?
It's all right. It's all right. Thank you. That's your cue.
The show's over. Don't worry. I'll save you, kids. Go like, subscribe, follow. Check us out on the social media platforms. You know the story. We're back next week. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home.
Boy.
I don't know. That is the guy.
That is the guy.